Okay, so that's the latest. Yeah. Okay, so we've talked about the famous pasuk that it says, "Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu," that when you give when you call out in the name of Hashem, you should do Havu Godel Elokeinu, give a gedulah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you say the Shem Hashem. So he says, why is that the source for the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah? There's the mitzvah to say the brachas of the Torah before you learn. And that's a mitzvah from the Torah itself. So why is that? So obviously he says the reason is because the names, the pasuk itself is considered the names of Hashem. Okay? So then he says, if that's the case, then a person walking around learning is connected to the name of Hashem himself. V'lachein, therefore, kasher ha'adam ba b'shem Hashem, when a person comes and calls out in the name of God, hakol yireim u'mizdaz b'mimenu, that brings kavod and fear in the eyes of everybody. K'mo shekatu, v'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra lecha, v'yara'u mimecha. V'chmo shekatu, ki v'chashak v'afa l'teyu, if a person wants me, asagveyu, I will save him, ki yadash me, because he knows me. So that means that the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his name is by learning Torah. So the person's connected to the name of Hashem, which also means if a person's in the middle of learning and they stop in the middle of the learning and they start talking, you know, they start schmoozing about something. So it's like you're talking in the middle of saying Hashem's name. So very disrespectful in a way, right? It's like you're saying two letters of Hashem's name, then you bam. Oh, by the way, how's the weather? Oh, by the way, did you get my email? Whatever. So how can you? And then you come back. Oh, all right. And then you come back to finish up the second half of the name of God. That's not good. Okay. So that's not good. Now it says like this. He says another piece of the Zohar. It says, "Bor A, come and see." How beloved are those that learn Torah in front of Hashem? Even at a time that there's a tremendous din on the world, and the destroying angel has full control and reigns to do as he pleases. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives strict instructions to the destroying angel. Don't get near those that are learning. And Hashem says, when you come to a city, you should not touch those Tamidei Chachamim. Why? That's very nice. He says, when you come to a city, and you're coming to fight the city, don't cut down the fruit trees. Don't cut down the trees, which are providing the nourishment for the city. So says the Zohar, it's referring also to the Satan. When the Satan comes to a city and he's coming to take over, Hashem says, don't touch the trees that are giving the nourishment to the city. What are the trees that are giving the nourishment? The Talmidei Chachamim. They're the trees that are the Eitz Chaim. They're giving the life to the city. So that pasuk is referring to that as well, that those are the people that that should be protected from the city. Now, he continues in Parak Chaf and he says, V'hu'a ben yakir, and this person who is involved in Torah learning is the beloved single son of Hashem, mibnei paltrin d'malka. He is the one of the bnei paltrin, the Bnei Bayit by Hashem. He's like one of the Bnei Bayit. Mibnei Hechala de Malka, Asher lo levadoi harishus nesuna b'chol eis, that he has the full rishus, l'chapesh beginze de Malka Kadisha, to look around inside the gnozim, inside the hidden treasures of the Melech, b'kol she'arim el yoinim psuchim l'fana, and all the gates are open, k'ma'amar m'zal, like it says, if a person learned Torah from dochak, from lack of, he doesn't have so much gong for him in olam hazeh, and yet he pushes himself to learn. Rabbi Acha bar Chanina Omer, af ein hapargoid nin al lafanav, even the most interior rooms are not locked. Shneimar v'lo yikanef oy moyrecha, v'nichnas b'sharei haTorah kedoshe, can keep on going in. to deeper into the Torah, to get a look at the inner light, and he gets revealed the secrets of the Torah. So this is the way, this is another level that we're saying, the Nefesh HaChayim keeps on expounding the levels that somebody reaches by, people reach, but we're learning. So this level is with that a person can enter further, depths than everyone else around him. Okay. This is what he said. Now, just to explain just for a minute, the concept that we said of Birkos HaTorah, that he said that from the Torah, there was a mitzvah to say a bracha before Torah learning, right? So we explained, I think, last time, just to explain that the idea of the bracha before learning is not just like a bracha on any other mitzvah. It's a bracha that we have the opportunity to experience Torah itself, not for the mitzvah specifically, just for the opportunity to be involved in Torah learning. So that's really, that special bracha. And that's why you say, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you call out the Neshem, Havu Godel Elokeinu, that's opportunity to express a grant of the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, I'm sorry for the delay. I got caught in unexpected detours in traffic, but Mr. Hashem, we continue.
Thank you for the effort. Good night.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Yeah.